The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Danny, great to speak to you as always here on the Netball Show. Flyhawk, looking at that Dragons 2023 squad, I'd suggest there's strength right throughout the squad.
Thank you very much. I would agree with you.
There you go.
Yeah, I believe that to be true as well. I think one of the things that we wanted to do in terms of last year to this season is have some consistency and continuity between the team. Like last year coming into post and, you know, really wanting to change the narrative of Dragons and how the team fared. There was obviously lots of change. And this season, I felt it was important to have a bit of consistency from last year to this year and to build on the momentum that we're gaining towards, particularly towards the end of the season, and the fact that so many of those athletes have recommitted to the club. I know Kwanda had a few people like guessing where she was going, but actually she was one of our first athletes to sign a contract, which, yeah, it was really amusing to kind of watch it all unfold.
As a coach as well, that's exactly what you want really, isn't it? Just that commitment from players.
Yeah, for sure. I think it becomes easier to almost hit the ground running. I think there was so much newness last year in from everything, from terms of, like, you know, your personnel, the staff, the play, everything, you know, even like branding and all the rest of it. So you spend the beginning part just almost building, okay, who are we? What do we want to achieve? And this year, there is a level of understanding between everybody about, okay, well, we know that was year one. We're now moving into year two. There are enough people in the group to be able to breathe life into that earlier on, rather than having to do so much foundation work, is the plan. We'll see. But yeah.
A few of the names. The welcome return of Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously wanted to strengthen our shooting end, and delighted that Chelsea is back on board. I think she brings with her so much experience. You know, she's played out in New Zealand. I think she was telling me she started playing Super League when she was 15. So, you know, ridiculous amount of experience having played in the VNSL. So real asset to the team, and I can't wait to get to working with her as well.
Not really a Dragon side without Claire Jones as well, some of her strengths.
Oh,
she'll love me for that, mate.
She's brilliant. I love working with Claire. She's so open to learning. I think last year, you know, she did a new role in terms of learning how to play centre, but it was the role that the team needed, particularly with Hannah being injured for so often. You know, her commitment to do anything that is best for the team. Her character is brilliant. She's always very warm, very smiley. She's got so much respect from the rest of the athletes. And that's before you even start looking at what she can go out and do on court. You know, she is a ball winner. She can shut things down. She's a really good attacking player. And she really wanted to work on her feeding last year because it was a bit of a new skill for her to learn, I suppose. And the effort that she would go to grab the shooters and be like, right, guys, I'm going to do, you know, just off her own back to be like, I'm going to do the extras with you before sessions, after sessions, because that was something that was one of her personal work on. So, you know, if we didn't cover it in session, she was making sure she would prepare to put in the extra effort. And just a really dedicated, hardworking, but also an absolute joy to be around. So, yeah, really delighted Claire's back in the team.
You've had a lot of time working with Hannah Layton. So, have you seen her grow and develop?
Yeah, of course. She's, you know, I remember working with Han, so what would have been about 5 years ago. And the thing about Han is that she's kind of always played about all over the court. And I remember when I first started working with her being like, she's such this explosive athlete and she could go on and have impact and do stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't really know where I want you, but I know I want you on court somewhere. And the beauty about working with Han is actually seeing her develop over those last few years to starting to really understand what her role is in at centre. And, you know, I don't even think we've scratched the surface with Han yet. I still think there's so much to come from her. So I'm excited to see how she develops over the next few seasons.
What about a quick word on the departures? Obviously, Kat left, Nia's off to Rhinos, and Febs, it was down to the injury.
Yeah, so Kat is like so intelligent, and there'd be things that, you know, you almost would have a conversation about, and it would almost, what in my head might be a flippant conversation, you know, and then Kat would refer back to it like a few sessions later, or just her knowledge and her retention was just a great addition to the group. And obviously she's gone on to fulfill her doctor career, and so incredibly proud of her, and was delighted to have her in the group last year. Nia is, you know, fire and soul and passion and all of that, and she brought so much experience into that group. And I think it was amazing to have Nia part of our like first year of change, or this new era of Dragons. It was great to have Nia with us and be able to drive some of that culture throughout the team. She is an absolute warrior, and yeah, I really, really enjoyed working with Nia. And I mean, I've said this to her as well, but I was surprised at how like nice she is. You know, you don't always necessarily see that when you're on the opposite side to her.
It's more that you might notice more than the...
Yeah, but actually there's a real warmth to her. And she's actually very nurturing with some of those other athletes, which I don't know if she'll want me to say that or not, but it was something I found a real strength of hers, is actually how nurturing she could be to all of the group. So I you know, wish her absolutely best at Rhinos, and I hope that goes well for her. And yeah, it was great to have her as part of our Dragons in our first sort of new season. And then with Febs, she is an absolute dream to work with. She is the most disciplined, hardworking, will do anything, like team first, just winner mentality. Just, I don't not have enough good things to say about Febs. So it was a real blow that she got injured. Having said that, I am really looking forward to working with Gabby. I think that she'll be an amazing addition to the league, and coming into VNSL with her experience of having played in Suncor for the last four seasons. I'm excited to see what she does.
What do you make of some of the other signings? I mean, we've seen Chelsea at Pulse this morning, and Layla's up to Storm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, everyone's talked about how much movement there would be across all of the clubs this year. And aside from maybe two or three teams, I think there is so much movement. And I think that can be really exciting. So I look forward to seeing more of those imports come in and see what flavours they can bring to the VNSL. I am excited to see the new partnerships develop. And yeah, and actually, I feel like perhaps we can be a bit calm in the chaos. Like, who knows? But yeah, really excited to see all of those new teams put out new performances.
And it's important as well that O'Neill's is still behind Dragons.
Yeah, for sure. Super grateful to O'Neill's for supporting the team, and to Cardiff Met for being our main sponsor as well. You know, it really enables us to go out and do what we can do, because we have like such supportive partners. So thank you to those guys for being able to do that.
What can you tell me about the recruitment for the voluntary pathway assistant coaches?
So I'm really proud of what we're doing with Dragons Pathway. You know, I came into post last year, and it was, I guess, trying to instill a ladder of athletes, or basically a pathway of athletes where they can come through our, you know, 17s, 19s, 21s, and then build to hopefully be part of our Super League environment. And I was so proud of how the guys did last year. You know, it's a real challenge not being in the MPL competition, and it's something that I really hope is looked at, and it would be great to be part of that league. But having said that, ultimately they're all volunteers, but our coaching staff within the pathway have sought out meaningful competition. You know, they went and played all the other franchises, and again, similar to the senior team, we're closing the gap. So I'm looking forward to growing that team and having more people come on board and ultimately give people a really good experience of netball. And that is what's happening with that pathway. Better players, better people kind of thing.
There's been a fair bit of movement. It's what keeps teams fresh and exciting, not only for fans, but for you as well, I suppose.
Yeah. Looking forward to hitting the ground running again. It is exciting. You know, there's an element of this is my profession, but also I am a fan of netball. So that is, they're like, oh, who's signing where and who's happening with what? So I do get like excited to hear the announcements. And again, as we was chatting, like you hear sort of rumours of what's happening, but you never know until you know and it's announced. So really excited. I think the league's looking really strong this year. Obviously, Amy Flanagan coming back to Storm as well. I think, you know, she'll be a good addition to the league. And, you know, the imports coming over from New Zealand and Australia and the like, and more athletes coming over from South Africa. I think our league is getting stronger and stronger. So I'm excited to see how all of the teams fare and making this, or the ambition obviously is for this to be one of the best leagues in the world. And I think we're getting there, but you know, the more competitive the league can be, the greater it is for netball. So yeah, I'm excited to see.
They'll be taking place as well in front of that nice new home venue. That's going to be special for everybody.
Yeah, we're so excited. I mean, Sport Wales is incredible. We absolutely love playing there, but we are so excited to move to House of Sport. Obviously, the capacity is bigger, which means we can get even more of the Green Army fans in. And, you know, everyone comes, they wear green, and it's just a sort of almost undescribable feeling when you're there. It's like there's this, it really is like the eighth player, and, you know, getting behind the team really does help push the performance for us. So we're actually doing a bit of a walk around as a team for a bit of team bonding stuff, to go and see House of Sport and just see what it's like and get out on the court and just to feel it and breathe it a bit. But yeah, super excited to be at House of Sport for next season.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select Sport and we're on the podcast's rail.